time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is our weekly update. We find out what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. We turn to Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What's happening this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. Both Mars and Jupiter will be shining brightly in the early evening sky. Jupiter to the west, Mars to the east. As soon as the sun sets, Saturn will be rising on the eastern horizon. Now, the moon is going to be full on the evening of Wednesday the 14th. And your challenge for this week, Stargazers, is to spot that famous fishhook of Maui, Kamakau Nui o Maui. It will be rising fairly late in the evening towards the southeast, and its arrival signals the approach of summer here in the islands. Now, Kamakau Nui o Maui is part of our Hawaiian starline Manaiakalani, which also contains the Polynesian Triangle. This triangle is known in Western culture as the Summer Triangle.
And Christopher has something to share with us relating to Jupiter this week.
Yeah, that's right, Dave. This week, more news from our own solar system. In particular, the planet that never ceases to amaze. I am, of course, talking about Jupiter and its incredible system of moons. Now, we've heard about oceans out there on several moons in the solar system. We have oceans on Europa, around Jupiter, and then the moons Titan and Enceladus around Saturn. But now, even more ocean has thought to have been confirmed on yet another moon, this time Ganymede, another moon of Jupiter. We've actually known about the existence of water on Ganymede for quite some time, but new studies suggest that there is not one ocean, but several, one on top of the other, with thick layers of ice in between. A way to imagine how this works is by thinking of a club sandwich, or the layers of an onion. The layers of thick ice are sandwiched together with layers of salty ocean water in between, sort of like the ham and the cheese. Just how many layers there are and how deep they go is anyone's guess right now. But we do think the ocean gets saltier the deeper it gets. This could have major implications for life on this frozen moon, particularly since we think that the saltier water gets, the harder it is for life as we know it to survive. Now, life here on Earth doesn't like salty water. But alien life, however, well, that's a different story.
What if it turns out to be less like a club sandwich and more like one of those dips that you get with all the different layers?
Well, essentially, that is pretty much the same thing.
Just wanted to see what kind of answer you'd come up with, Christopher. Thank you. I appreciate it. Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island. I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here for Stargazer.